Beginning in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week beginning Saturday, April 22nd, this is The Rain Report, Amateur Radio's internet audio feature magazine. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. The weekend of May 20th is less than a month away. Who cares? We who make that annual sojourn to Ham Radio Mecca, Dayton, Ohio, do. Yes, it's time once again for the show of shows, the Dayton Hamvention. In an interview, Hap Holly, Rain's founder producer, conducted with Hamvention General Chair Gary DeCombs, N8EMO, DeCombs observed that the Hamvention began in 1952 and has evolved over the decades into the world's largest ham radio gathering.
We have 2,600 flea market spots, and we have 565 inside exhibit booths, putting us at the very top of the size of all the shows in the world. People come from all over the world to see this show. Some of the people take the position that if you go out into the flea market and you're looking for that really rare item, you'll probably find it there. If you don't find it in the flea market, you probably never will find it. This year, our theme is bringing hams together from around the world, and we've gotten confirmations of people coming from India, Japan, South America, Europe, Australia, Canada. This year is the 75th anniversary of the Dayton Amateur Radio Association, which is the sponsoring organization for Hamvention. It's also the ARRL's national convention called Expo 2005. The ARRL will have approximately 8,000 square feet of space where they will be having booths and forums, and it's going to be quite exceptional. And there's been a lot of communications and work between their organization and Hamvention to put that on. We also know that down in the area between the North Hall and the Ball Arena, where there's a kind of a ramped area, and most people know it because of Bob Hiles' exhibit spot, they're going to call that the audio arena or area, and a number of exhibitors are associating and relocating themselves into that area specifically for audio performance. So there will be a number of things such as that, as well as new people coming in. Each year we have new exhibitors, both inside and outside. Those are the most notable things. Plus, we expect our attendance to go up this year.
If it's anything like last year, I would tend to agree that it will go up, because it's nice to see the Hamvention being run the way the Hamvention, I feel, in a proper way. And that is getting folks involved who have experienced success in running Hamventions in the past. Talking about the outdoor exhibitors, can we assume at this date in mid-April that their space is all spoken for?
They're still working on assigning spots. We will have a few spots probably left out for walk-ins as they come in, but the vast majority of the spots will be sold, and there will just be a few left. So if you're trying to get in now, there's still a little bit of time, but they're rapidly filling up. In their exhibit space, we know, is almost full. There are a few spots throughout the show that one could still get into, but we fully expect the inside exhibits to sell out.
An important feature of the Hamvention is some sort of a program. What do we have this year for a printed program?
Last year, when as general chairman, we took away the additional cost to the individual attendee so that the program is free and included with their ticket, and we're going to continue on with that this year. You'll be able to come in and just get the program, so it will be free and there won't be any additional costs. The front cover of it is extremely nice. It has a number of QSL cards from some of the most rare DX sites, and that makes up our cover. There's a particular location which exemplifies the ARRL Expo 2005, then another section that talks about WABI, which is the call station of the Dayton Amateur Radio Association, and then at the top is Dayton Hamvention 2005, bringing hams together from around the world. And that'll be a carryover to the regular program, but those two items will be much better than we've had in past years. We also have advertised in publications that we've never advertised before, so we're hoping to attach and come into some of the potential attendees that have not been here before.
I'm speaking today with Gary Tacombs, NHEMO, the General Chair of the Dayton Hamvention. And, of course, we're talking about Hamvention 2005 coming up in Dayton, Ohio, May 20th, 21st, and 22nd. We'll be right back. This is the Rain Report.
You're listening to RainReport.com, the only authorized internet source for rain audio.
The publishing of your program is a major expense for the Hamvention. How do you make the bean counters happy?
That's a good question, Hap, and it's somewhat complicated. In the May issue of QST, I have an article about Hamvention and what has changed over the last 10 or so years. And quite frankly, in that article, it explains that back in the 90s, we were very successful, like so many trade shows were throughout the United States, and the idea was bigger and better, and we went the path of almost all the other shows, and we hired professional people to help put the show on. That looked like the right thing to do, but as time went on, the costs continued to go up, and we got away from working with the volunteers, which made the attendees and the exhibitors and the flea marketers feel more at home at our show. You just mentioned a little bit ago, Hap, about how last year it felt so much better and it felt more friendly and everybody really enjoyed it. By bringing the show back to an all-volunteer show, our costs were brought way back into the line, and so we were able to put these programs and these flyers out as part of our standard operating budget. So that's how we're able to provide those two of documents to the people at no charge. When we made a budget up, we presented it to the board, and it allowed for a significant cost as well as a decent profitable return to the club. A lot of people don't understand that Hamvention is the fundraiser that we have for the Dayton Amateur Radio Association. It just happens to be much larger than what most people see. That's the reason why we're able to do that, is we've made the dollar squeal. I've been accused of being tighter than bark on a tree, but we were successful financially as well as all aspects of the show last year, and we expect to do that this year.
Gary, one of the perennial issues is the transportation. The transportation was much better last year. The buses ran more often, ran on time. It seemed like there were some of the bugs that have plagued bus transportation previous years had been eliminated. Are we going to see the same this year, or is there some modification to what you did last year?
Oh, that's a good question, Hap. Last year's transportation was extremely well received by the attendees, as you mentioned. Our intention is to follow almost that same script and follow the same routes and do almost everything as a duplicate of last year. I know that a lot of people will ask, well, are you running a bus to this hotel or that hotel or this hotel? And as much as we'd like to do that, it's just not logistically or financially possible to run to all the different hotels. We just can't do that. We communicate each year with the hotels. Some of the hotels have small shuttle buses that go up to the airport, and we encourage them to bring their patrons to the show. And it's entirely up to them. As you know, many people are misinformed and are not aware that there is no paid parking available for the public right at Hera Arena. We have satellite parking that is down at the old Salem Mall. We do not charge anything for any of the parking down there. That is provided by the city of Trotwood. And then across the street on the other side of the car dealerships, Hera Arena has some lots that they set up specifically to handle the massive traffic. But Hamvention does not collect any fees for that, and we get no revenue from that at all. The only place that we have contracted for additional parking is for our friends who require additional assistance and have ADA passes. That particular lot, we pay a significant amount of money specifically for our ham radio friends that are in need. As all of us know, the amateur radio operator day, the average age continues to go up significantly each year. And unfortunately, we only have about 420 plus some overflow spots. And we ask everybody to send in a copy of their ADA state pass to us for only one reason, so that we can make sure that there's a spot for each person who applies. You don't have to apply, but it's a situation where, say there's a ham that's coming in from the state of Washington. He's driving all the way down, and he wants to have a spot that he can park when he comes up. So by sending in a copy of your ADA pass from your state or a doctor's statement, we give you and mail back to you a little card that allows you entrance into that 88 lot. It does not circumvent the ADA passes that are from each state. It's strictly a logistic thing to make sure that all the hams that come from so far away are going to have a spot because they've registered in advance. This year we've added about 10 to 20 extra spots that are for overflow, but there is always the very high probability that we will fill that 88 lot up. Now, we do not collect any fees in advance for people to come, but when you drive up to the entrance to come into the 88 lot, it is $8 per day, and that's the only public parking, and it's only for the hams that have special needs.
This has been part one of our preview of the 2005 Dayton Hamvention, scheduled for the weekend of May 20th at the Hera Arena in Dayton, Ohio. We'll continue with Hap Hawley's interview of Hamvention General Chair Gary DeCombs and 8EMO next week. If you're planning to attend the Hamvention, we hope that you'll drop by the RAIN booth, number 473, and say hello. That's booth 473. The RAIN Report is copyright 2005. RAIN, all rights reserved. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK.